Using technology to manage white mold in soybean, we're visiting today with Damon Smith, Extension Field Crops Plant Pathologist, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. Damon, what is white mold and how does it affect soybean growers?
Yeah, so white mold is a pretty destructive fungus, and it first shows up during the bloom period in soybeans, infects the plant through the flowers, and then later on in the season we notice the destructive symptoms, usually dead stems, completely dead plants. We also observe that it can be highly variable across the landscapes, and even within the field it can be highly variable, and a lot of this depends on the weather, where the wet weather and cool weather has been during the season.
How has white mold been dealt with previously?
Basically, the way to manage this was to spray fungicides blanket across the field. You would just start when you saw the first flower, and you had until about the first pod to maximize the efficacy of most of the fungicide products out there. The disadvantage with that technique is that some years you may not need it because the weather may not be conducive. Maybe a particular field just doesn't have white mold, and they're quite expensive, so we're applying products out there that we may not necessarily need, and in the tight farm economy, we probably can cut back on some of those products if we just don't need them.
Through your research, you've developed a new technology to help producers deal with white mold.
We have a new app, smartphone app called Sporecaster, which uses GPS referenced weather data. You can either be standing in the field or you can enter those GPS coordinates manually into the phone. And then we've programmed the app to use that weather information into some mathematical formulas, which then develop a risk for your field. And then you can use that risk to determine whether an application of fungicide would be needed at that time. And you can check this daily for any particular field, and you can save multiple fields on your farm in that app, and you can come back and look at those probabilities to keep track of what's going on out there, and making better informed decisions is what we really want to do with this app.
After you've entered all your data, what do you do with that data?
Yeah, once you get a over-risk threshold, basically you would want to then implement your fungicide application program. And we've been doing some subsequent work, which ties into our Sporecaster work, to try to determine which fungicide programs are actually most efficacious and most economically viable. And we have determined that there are several really good programs out there which give us a really good return on investment. And you can contact your local extension agent to get more information on which of those programs would probably be best suited for your farm.
And how can producers find this app?
Either go to the Nutrient Pest Management website here at University of Wisconsin, or simply search Sporecaster in either the Google Play Store or the iPhone App Store.
We've been visiting today with Damon Smith, Extension Field Crops Plant Pathologist, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.